Amy Esser from North Ridgeville joins us. And first off, Coach, thank you so much. You were behind the scenes putting a lot of this together. That's always a big headache. We really appreciate your efforts. Thank you.
Of course. And I want to give a shout-out to Hoop Tech. We actually got to practice here today, so I literally never left. So Dan always takes really good care of us, and we couldn't be happier to have this right in our hometown.
I was going to say, to have this right in North Ridgeville, what does this mean to the program?
I mean, everything. Our kids can come. It's 5 minutes from school, and like I said, we actually practiced here today because the Southwest cheer competition was going on. So gave Dan a call, and it was not a problem, so we got on the floor today.
Amy, last year you guys were 17-6, had another really, really good campaign. You went all the way down to the districts at Medina. Another fantastic season. Before we look ahead to this year, just some thoughts back to last year and you know how that all went for you. And I guess part of that question is, how is that going to affect you going into this year? I would imagine you had to lose some really good players off a team that went 17-6.
Yeah, you know, we did lose. Daylan Baker is probably our biggest loss, but she's killing it over at Walsh University right now, so we're really proud of her. But we bring back our core, and then we also have a lot of young kids. So we're really excited. I mean, last year was obviously a monumental year for us. I know we didn't get as far in the tournament, but we also had the best record in 40 years. So we feel like we're doing the right thing, and we have a lot of young talent, and we're putting the right product on the floor. And the kids are enjoying themselves. They're loving the game, and they're just loving playing basketball.
When you come off a season as successful as you were, and you mentioned how many kids you have coming back, I imagine it's an easier sell for you now, right? You think back to where you were 14, 15 years ago. Think about those strides and that difference now as compared to then.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy because I look back and, you know, 5, 6 years ago, there's kids like, I feel like they got by on talent a little bit, you know, and athletic ability. And now it's just, we have talent coming out of our ears. So it's like, now it's a whole different ball game because you're trying to balance, you got all these really good kids. How can we get them in the game? How can we make them productive? And how can we win some games? So it's exciting. It's a different kind of look, but we're really excited. We have so much talent, and we're ready for another great year.
You do have a lot of talent, Coach, and no more messing around. I got to ask you, Grace Kingery, I mean, what's up? How'd the offseason go for her? What are your expectations out of her this season? Just a fantastic player. I got to see her last year, I think even the year before that once or twice, but expectations for her this season?
Listen, I don't care who wants to argue with me, but that kid's got more Division I offers than anyone in this area. That kid is the best player, and arguably, to come through this county. You know, she has almost 800 points as a throwing through her sophomore year. She's the best shooter I've ever seen. That kid puts more work in the gym than anyone I can tell you. Like, she's texting me at 10, 11 o'clock on Saturday nights, and that kid is in the gym. You know, her and Lainey Romantic is the other one, who we actually lost Lainey, our senior captain, to an ACL again. This is her second time tearing her ACL. So that was a big hit for us a few weeks ago. But, you know, shifting back to Grace, like, she's an unbelievable talent. And, you know, I've seen firsthand the amount of work she puts into it, and she deserves a ton of credit for what she puts on the floor. And she's just a tough guard. I mean, you put a guard on her, she's going to post you up. You put a post on her, she's going to step back and throw it from the volleyball line, and you can't guard her. So, by all means, shout out. Try to stop her this year. Go ahead.
Do the other girls cling on to that leadership? I mean, like you said, you're getting texts at 10, 11 o'clock on a Saturday night. She's in the gym. Do other girls see that and say, okay, that's where we need to be as teammates. We need to be right there with her. Is it kind of play out like that?
Yeah, our team's right there. You know, they put the extra time in the gym. They do the extra workouts. We have a lot of young kids who see that work ethic, and they want to emulate that. And we're just really excited. Like I said, we have so much young talent. They just have to get the experience a little bit this year. They didn't get the experience on the varsity floor this year. And losing Lainey, we have to take that, you know, couple steps in. But, man, I couldn't be more excited for this group, because this is a group where their chemistry is unmatched. There is no drama. There is just come in, have fun, get to work, and get the job done.
Well, I look at the seniors that you have on the roster, and Grace as well as a junior. And, I mean, these are all girls that seem to play multiple sports together as well. I know some of these names I recognize from softball as well. I got to imagine that also kind of helps with the lack of drama, like you said, and really just developing a really nice winning culture.
Yeah, I mean, and they're just great athletes. I mean, you look at a kid like Kat Krebda, who has been back and forth on injuries and sicknesses throughout, like, last year, and she's coming into the season 100%, and you know, she's a force to be reckoned with in the paint. But what's nice about her is now we can move her outside the three-point line because she's got an outside shot now. So it makes us more dynamic, it makes us more versatile, and it makes us a lot harder to guard.
So, Coach, you know, you've talked about Kingery, how great she is. So, obviously, you guys are the favorites to win the SWC then, right? I mean, is this a battle for who's coming in second? This is the old Larry Bird deal, right?
I mean,
who's coming in second?
When you talk about the Southwest Conference, it is a juggernaut. You have tons of talent. I mean, obviously, you know, the pedigree of Olmsted Falls is what it is. He brings an amazing team every single year. They play hard. They play together. You know, you got Midview bringing a lot of kids back. It's hard to guard, you know, players like Mary Mang and things. And you got some young talent that just has nothing to lose. So it's a juggernaut every single game from top to bottom. And we love that competition because it gets us ready for the tournament.
Maybe a better question would have been, so what are the expectations, if you don't mind sharing them?
Yeah, our girls have a simple process, and it's win games. You do what it takes to win. So, you know, we want to win games. We want to win tournaments and championships. And, you know, they've put the work in to do those things. It's just a matter of staying healthy and getting out there and playing the game.
Well, go ahead.
I was just going to say, Coach, we really appreciate you. I think, you know, we've got you a couple times this year. We've got Avon over at your place on December 17th, Medina at your place on January 30th.
Ooh,
so
that.
We'll look forward to those. And, you know, you'll have to introduce yourself to all these new coaches in the league.
Well, Maggie at Avon, I've known her for a long time because we played against each other when she went to Notre Dame College. So, we've been knowing each other for a very long time. Now I'm like, oh, when she went to Avon, I'm like, oh, great, I got to deal with her. She's such an amazing coach. And I've known Paul for a long time. So, definitely, like, I feel like the veteran on the in the crowd.
Snuck up on you, huh?
I'm like, man, I'm not this old, but I'm really excited. Like I said, we got some young talent. You got Brooke Lime and Kaylee Schultz and Maddie Eld. Like, just, I can go down the list. We're just super excited.
You have a good roster. You have a very solid roster.
We're all about our kids. And we just, you know what, it doesn't matter about everybody else. It's just what we want to do, and we're just going to go out there and get it.
All right. Well, want to wish you the best of luck this year. And, again, thanks for having us.